Good morning. This is Agashwani Kohima. The morning news read by Jonas Yantan. Narendra Modi was sworn in as Prime Minister of India for the third consecutive term. President Draupadi Murmu yesterday administered the oath of office and secrecy to Modi along with the members of the new Council of Ministers at a function held at Rashtra Padipavan. During the swearing-in ceremony, 31 cabinet ministers, 5 ministers of state, independent charge, and 36 ministers of state took oath. Senior BJP leaders Rajnath Singh, Amit Shah, Nitin Gadkari, Dr. S. Jaishankar, Piyush Goyal, Tramendra Pathan, Nirmala Sitharaman, and BJP President J.P. Nadda took oath as cabinet ministers. Senior party leaders Kiran Rijiju, Prahlad Joshi, Giriraj Singh, Ashwini Vaishnav, Jyotir Aditya Sindhya, Bhupendra Yadav, Gajendra Singh Shekhawat, Anna Burna Devi, Hardeep Singh Puri, Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya, G. Kishan Reddy and C.R. Batil, Dr. Virendra Kumar and Joel Oram also took oaths as cabinet ministers. Former Chief Ministers Shivraj Singh Chauhan, Manohar Lal and Sarbananda Sonowal were also administered oaths as cabinet ministers. Besides former Karnataka Chief Minister and JDS MP H.D. Kumaraswamy, former Bihar Chief Minister and HAM Party Chief Jiten Ram Manchi, JDU MP Rajiv Ranjan Singh, DDP MP Ginjarapu, Ram Mohan Naidu and LJP Ramvilas Chief Chirag Paswan were among others who were sworn in as cabinet ministers. BJP leaders Rao Inderjit Singh, Dr. Jitendra Singh and Arjun Ram Mekwal, as well as Pratap Rao Jathav of Shiv Sena and RLD Chief Jayan Chowdhury took oath as ministers of state independent charge. Several leaders from neighbouring countries and the Indian Ocean region attended the swearing-in ceremony. Chief Minister Nipirio congratulated Narendra Modi on being sworn in as the Prime Minister of India for the third consecutive term. In a social media post, Rio said he attended the swearing-in ceremony of the Prime Minister. The Chief Minister extended his warmest congratulations and best wishes to him and the Union Council of Ministers for a successful tenure. Deputy Chief Minister also congratulated Prime Minister Narendra Modi on being sworn in for a historic third consecutive term. Pardhan said, under Modi's stewardship, the nation has witnessed transformative changes and his successive tenures have been marked by significant strides in economic growth and social welfare. He said the people look forward to witnessing continued efforts in strengthening national unity, driving sustainable development and enhancing the quality of life for all citizens. Pardhan wished the Prime Minister, all the ministers and the NDA government a successful tenure marked by unparalleled achievements. Nagaland government has announced that pollution under control PUC certificates will now be issued exclusively through live testing integrated with Vahan system from June 10 onwards. According to an office memorandum issued recently by the Transport Department, this move follows the Ministry of Road Transport and Highways notification of June 6, 2018, which mandates that the emission results be electronically generated. While the National Informatics Center, NIC, has developed a system for live vehicle emission testing to facilitate this provision, with all pollution testing machines at testing centers now integrated with Vahan and successfully tested, the new system started implementing from June 10. In this regard, the department informed that all pollution tests will be conducted electronically and PUC certificates will be issued through Vahan. Manual testing and manual issuance of PUC certificates will no longer be permitted. The registering authorities are also directed to comply with the new mandate immediately. Inspector General of Assam Rifles North Major General Manish Kumar visited a Gifre battalion of Assam Rifles. During his visit, he engaged with civil society organizations, CSOs, which included Gamburas, heads of tribal bodies, women associations, student unions, and friends from media in Gifre district, fostering stronger ties and understanding between the armed forces and the local community. The IET's visit underscored the Assam Rifles' commitment to community engagement and development. During the meeting, the IG appreciated the efforts of the CSOs in promoting social welfare and development in the region. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.